Guardian Unlimited.
Have you ever wondered exactly what it is that a director does? Or just how actors go about the mysterious business of getting into character? Well, this weekend there's a chance to find out as theatre and other arts organisations across London throw wide their doors for open rehearsal. Guardian Unlimited is getting a sneak preview of this event, which is why I've come to a slightly shabby converted shop premises in Earlsfield, South London, where the celebrated Anglo-Asian theatre company Tara Arts is busy preparing for their autumn tour.
Figaro, really? You can't gamble with a woman's reputation like that.
This opens in a couple of weeks at the New Players Theatre in the West End. But in the meantime, they're busy preparing their production of Beaumarchais' Marriage of Figaro, transposed to the Mughal Empire here. You can find out more details of a whole host of orchestras, dance and theatre companies letting us punters in by visiting openrehearsal.co.uk. But in the meantime, let's sneak in here and see how it's going.
Hi, it's Lindsay from The Guardian.
Let's hear from the director, Jatinda Verma, who's been directing Tara Arts for some 30 years now.
Well, essentially, the play is a battle of the sexes. And what happens is that a serving man called Figaro of a local count, Nawab in our case, is going to get married. But it so happens that in 18th century India, as it was in 18th century France, the lord of the manor had the right to bed the wife, a newly married bride. In other words, would have the first, if you like, bite at the cherry. That was not the law, that was the custom. And in the play, what happens is as soon as Figaro discovers that, he tries to find all sorts of ways by which to not allow the Nawab to have what he wants, and yet allow him to be married and get a dowry.
What are you going to do?
Fight fire with fire.
Eh?
Suppose in the midst of chasing my wife, he suddenly thought someone was after his own.
It might work, but how?
It's already sorted.
What?
I've spread a little rumour.
About me? You're mad!
No, I'm not, but he will be.
Is it an anxious experience opening your doors to the usually private business of rehearsing?
Yes, it always is very anxious because, in a way, the sort of the mystery, if you like, of theatre and the challenge of it is that we all tend to do our work in private, and the thing about it being in private is that we are open to make fools of ourselves. Why I wanted to take part in open rehearsal was that what makes the theatre ultimately is the audience. Without an audience, there is no theatre. We can't tell stories to ourselves. And I thought it would be wonderful to take this opportunity to, just before we are ready, not just to open ourselves out to an audience, to get some early reading of how would people who have not been involved with the with our process, people who don't necessarily know the story, how would they read what we are doing? And also to get the chance, which I think is very rare, to see from an audience's point of view how they might, for example, present the relationship of Figaro and his bride-to-be.
Well, my name's Chris Knight, and I'm playing Figaro. He's the barber of Gujarat, I suppose the barber of Seville, which means he's a servant, barber, valet to the Nawab.
I'm Dina Musawi, and I'm playing Ruxana. And Ruxana is the bride-to-be of Figaro. She's got a lot of balls, and she's very feisty.
She's very smart. Smarter than him.
They're a smart couple.
And so how far into the rehearsal process are you at the moment?
Second week, yeah.
So we're about halfway through. So we're not quite scared yet, but we're getting a little bit nervous.
Do you feel a bit at all self-conscious about sort of opening a window on this sort of generally rather private
I can't wait. I think it's going to be brilliant.
I felt a little bit nervous. I was like, oh, really? We've got an audience, but it's work in progress. But actually, I think it's a really good idea because
it'd be good for us, I think.
Yeah, good for us and good for them. If other people can learn from our rehearsal period, then yeah, I think it's brilliant.
And the other thing, as a playgoer, in a way, the role of the director, which is obviously central, is kind of mysterious because he's kind of invisible.
Yeah, I think it can be the case that you go and see something and it's hard to know what input the director's had. People see Jatinda in action. shouting, screaming. No, I'm joking.
Making
it's not
us
that
do 20 press-ups every time we get it wrong.
You need to get into the rhythm. That's what that little space is about, when you do a little turn, half turn.
Right.
You're just going along with the rhythm.
Okay.
And then it's the way in which you start the line which becomes a signal for Chandran to just drop down the volume.
And so, I mean, did you arrive at this rehearsal period with a very settled vision of what you wanted to achieve with The Marriage of Figaro?
Not at all. I used to do that, where I used to have worked out well before going to rehearsals exactly what we'd do, and quickly realized that actors trip you up. You know, they never think the same way as you. So I find now that the best thing is to have a sense of a taste of where I want to go. But that's about it. Mm. Then to see how the actors respond to that taste and then begin the shaping.
We've just come back from lunch and we're about to do Act 2, The Entrance of Figaro.
Okay, so what's about to happen? The Begum's upset because she suspects her husband fancies my fiancé.
Oh, yes, and Figaro comes up with a plan.
I'm going to come up with a plan.
A genius brain of his!
Yeah, thanks, love. I'm just going to come up with a plan to see if I can get the situation back to my advantage.
Okay, let's go, guys. Where is he? We need that brilliant brain of his!
Wait.
Oh, sorry, Chandran.
Where is he? We need that brilliant brain of his.
Bang! Here he comes! Bang on cue! Begum Sahib needs your help.
Okay. It's just that bang on cue. It's two things happening. That's why you need that sort of break. You let that occur, you've got the rhythmic punch.
Where is he? We need that brilliant brain of his.
Bang! Here he comes! Bang on cue! Begum Sahib needs your help.
Cheer up, Begum Sahib. So Nawab Sahib fancies my wife. Why wouldn't he? She's a very attractive girl.
By now, having worked on it for 2 weeks, do you feel like you've tuned in to your characters? Is that what, for you, the rehearsal process is about?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, when we first started the rehearsals, we started by just reading it, you know, trying to forget the characters and just getting a sense of the words and the lines and what we're trying to say. And slowly through the rehearsal period, we've kind of brought our little characters into it. Mm.
I think rehearsals is where you find stuff and where you explore and where you play. You have to be free to just try things out in rehearsal. And if they're wrong, someone will say, yeah, that didn't work.
So we're just doing like a turn here. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, it's that cue is all
right. Is it a nerve-wracking process, starting from sort of nothing and trying to, you know, knowing you've only got a pretty short space of time to pull something into shape?
Yeah, it is actually. It's quite, it feels quite pressured for me.
Social life goes right out the window.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I had a dream last night, a really strange dream, and it was all about The Marriage of Figaro, but it wasn't about the play. Our actual life was set on The Marriage of Figaro. It was strange.
It does take over your life for a little while.
Has Nawab Sahib seen this note?
He has.
How's he taken it?
He's gone doolally.
Brilliant.
Instead of trying to bed my wife, he's rushing around cursing his own. Now he's gone off to take his rage out on a tiger. All of which means he won't be in time to stop the wedding!
Guardian Unlimited.